Hello, my friend. Welcome to day 9. We are still working with the mind, and I hope you had some fun playing with thoughts yesterday. I really do think that's one of the most important things we can do in our life, which is just starting to appreciate the full breadth of the thoughts that arise throughout our mind and bring some gratitude to the capacity to think, especially since it's such an integral part of our experience. Today, we're going to be working with gratitude for the mind's capacity to visualize, to have visual elements, to have images. Now, you might not identify as a particularly visual person, and that's okay, because I'm sure you've still experienced visual elements, colors moving through the mind, sometimes pictures, sometimes images. Maybe you're not someone that typically visualizes things, but I'm sure there have been visual images that have arisen. And today we're just going to play around with the simplicity of that, just being able to have some visual elements in the mind. So when you're ready, you can start to settle in, inviting the eyes to close, taking a nice deep breath, letting it out, feeling the body soften into this moment. Inviting the jaw to relax, the shoulders, and the belly. This moment is already perfect as soon as we step outside of our ideas of needing to fix or change anything. It's exactly as it is right now. So notice again, are there any thoughts moving through your mind? Can you give them a little wave, some acknowledgement? Just letting them know that you see them, you're not mad at them, you appreciate them for being there, whatever they're doing. Now also notice if there are any visuals in your head. And sometimes when we close our eyes, we can see little specks of light or swirling images or even just noticing the darkness behind our eyelids. But some of us can be really visual. Maybe you see pictures or you can even imagine yourself. And if you want to play around with it, try to imagine your most relaxing place, your most calm place. Maybe it's a beach, or hiking on a mountain, or being at a restaurant with a friend. See if you can see elements of that. It might be very vivid, or it could be more subtle. There might be colors associated with it rather than specific pictures. And as you watch your mind generate these images, these visuals, you can infuse a quality of gratitude into that. Like, how cool is it that we have this machinery, this brain, that can do something like that, that can see something, that can experience color or different shapes? Or if there's not so much color, maybe it's just darkness or black and white. But notice the swirling images, the swirling shapes, the different forms that they take. This is your brain that is doing this. And even if it's nothing constructive, we can kind of watch it in the same way that we might look at a kaleidoscope. It can be entertaining just in and of itself. And if you're able to focus on more of an image, like your calm or peaceful place, notice what impact that has in the rest of the mind and the rest of the body. Does it create a pleasant sense, a relaxation and ease in the body? might be some appreciation for being able to generate that just in your mind, just through what you see. Or maybe it's also what you're hearing. And so you can infuse that in here as well. So as we come to the end of today's meditation, you're welcome to stay with your eyes closed and continue to watch all of these visual elements. But the main idea here is for you to start to see just everything going on in the mind. And all these different visual elements, whether it is an actual image that you're seeing, whether you can create an idea of or a visual of yourself, a picture of yourself, a picture of a place in a mind. Or maybe it's just swirling colors and it's kind of like a kaleidoscope and it may seem a little trippy, but shifting the relationship to all of that as, wow, this is pretty cool. The mind is able to do this. It might seem weird that I'm asking you to do this. And it might be like, what utility does this have in my life? Well, since all of this is constantly happening in your world, if you can bring some degree of gratitude and appreciation for it, these are all just more moments where you can warm up to yourself, warm up to your own experience, and drop in and be like, hey, that's pretty cool. And that's a lot better than just writing off this moment as another moment to get past till we get to the next great thing that we're looking for. A lot of it's happening right here. And if we can start appreciating the process and all the subtleties and the things that maybe we take for granted along that process, we are deepening our capacity to enrich our lives and appreciate the process rather than the final destination. You're doing awesome. I look forward to seeing you tomorrow. Have fun playing around with the visuals in your mind, and I'll talk to you soon. Until then, take care.